When I was 18, I was very interested in adventure, traveling, and as I searched in internet and I saw a woman, first Iranian woman who traveled around the world by bicycle. Her name is Poupe Mahdavi, and he did it for the first time in Iran. It was in my mind to do it like her. So for the first experience, I just borrowed a bicycle from another person and I went to Isfahan alone. It's from Najaf Baba to Isfahan, 30 kilometers. And it was very strange. Nobody did it before. And I did it as experience that how can I travel around the world by bicycle. It was very interesting for me. I liked it a lot. So I went to work. I saved my money. When I bought my bicycle, I hid it in a closet. Early in the morning, when my parents was asleep, I went out by bicycle. And when I come back, it was very scary because I put my bicycle out of the house. I went to house, look at around, but what is the situation? Then I take the bicycle inside the room and put it in the closet. And it was for 2 years that I hide my bicycle from my parents. In Iran, riding bicycle is forbidden for women. Of course, it's not illegal, not in law, but police, they stop you and say you can't ride bicycle. Maybe sometimes they take your bicycle and you have to pay money as a fine to take back your bicycle. I don't believe that in Islam it's not forbidden, but it's their own ideas that they think it's not good for a woman to ride bicycle because of woman's body is more maybe attractive on the bicycle, and it's because that men look at them. And some persons think that girls who ride bicycle, they want to attract men's attention. But I just want to ride my bicycle, enjoy life, do a sport. And of course, I try to dress black, completely with hijab, that my body be covered completely. Even with this, people use bad word. They say, ashamed on you? Who is your parents? You know, it was bad for my parents that they think, why their girls is the first person? I have to wait that other person do it. Then it gets normal, I can do it. Anything that is unusual in a society, all the people gossip. So my parents was worried about this. Why you always are the first person? But I couldn't wait for the society to be changed. So I wanted to change it myself. I tried to make it legal and make a group. Convince women to ride bicycle, it's very good for your health, for your mind, for pollution. It helps your body to be healthy and for traffic, many reasons. So I go to the municipality and I try to convince them that allow women to ride bicycle. And they give me a permission that you can ride the bicycle in this time, in this road, and you need escort. There is some rules. When we came back from the program, they feel very confident that they can do it because they imagine that riding bicycle is a very hard job. When we were a child, we could buy a bicycle, but when you get 9 years old, they stop you. And You always think that you are disabled. You are more weak than a man. But when you are in this position that you can ride bicycle like a man, it gives you a good confidence. In your life, your husband is driving, your husband do it, you feel dependence. But on the bicycle, you believe on your abilities. It's a very good feeling for them. When I saw that there is a lot of women behind me, I felt safe and I told to my parents. And I invite my father to come and see the group. My father came, but I don't know why. Suddenly he said, no, you have to stop it. I don't like it. But because I didn't want to my group stop, I followed them by car. There was a lot of problem with this group because sometimes the police stop you. Sometimes, you know, some women came out by bicycle without their husband permission. One time, a man come and start to shout at the woman, and why are you here? Why you do it? And he use a very bad word, and the woman scared, and she forced to separate from us. With all our problems, we try to keep this group, but after some months, the mullah, big Ayatollah of our city, say, no, it's against Islam. This woman is the bad reputation of our city. They disagree and stop us. At first, I didn't think that it's a political act, but because the government is against this and stop you, of course, you against them, and it's changed to a political act. I get this result that in our society, we can't change these things suddenly, just step by step. Every woman have to do it alone, and little by little, we can make a group. If you suddenly make a group, people may attract more attention. When you are single, when a girl is a single, he is under control of her father. And when she is married, she is under control of her husband. So when I get married, my husband is open-minded and he allow me to ride bicycle. So my father can't say nothing because I'm in another control. 10 years ago that I start ride bicycle, it was very unusual. But little by little, women start ride bicycle. And these days it's getting a little more normal. And yes, I really feel proud that even some person who told me that ashamed on you, they understand it was a mistake. I have a good feeling to tell them that I did it and I was successful. And I'm now free. I can do it.